Australian Middle School English Advances B. Jian Jiaotong University Press. Jian Jiaotong University Audio and Video Press. Tape 3. Side A. Book 2. Unit 1. Join a Club. Part 1. Listen, read, and practice in pairs. Where do you go if you want to play soccer? Have you ever heard of a soccer club? Especially one for primary and high school students? Let's see what Daniel is saying.
You look bored, Li Meng. I've got some sports magazines. Do you want to read them?
Thanks, but I don't feel like reading anything right now. I'm thinking of doing something outdoors.
Speaking of the great outdoors, are you interested in joining a soccer club?
Well, I'd love to play more soccer, but I don't know anything about a club.
It's like this, you see. I belong to a soccer club called the Olympic Junior Soccer Club. We meet twice a week after school and practice together. Then on Saturday morning, our team plays against a team from another soccer club.
That sounds good. Can I join the club?
Of course. The club has more than 200 players and 18 teams in all.
It's pretty big. How can I sign up for it?
I suppose you can give the club a call and ask them to send you a membership application form.
Right, I'll do that. Thanks for the advice.
Sure. Now, do you feel like a glass of Coke?
Yeah, thanks. That's just what I need. Let me get the glasses for us.
Part 6. Listen and read. Have you got talent? Some people are better singers, while some are better soccer players. In school, some students are good at maths, while some are good at history. Why? People are different. We are different for a few reasons, but mainly because we have different parents. We live in different environments. And some people put more effort into improving themselves. We therefore have different strengths and weaknesses. The difference in our strengths and weaknesses means that even if people make the same efforts, their achievements will probably be different. If a child is gifted in art, he or she should devote more time and other resources to learning art by attending more art training programs, visiting more art galleries, and learning from better artists. In this way, he or she can further develop himself or herself and finally become an expert. Not everybody is talented. But everybody can achieve something. Achievements come from hard work and constant learning. If we set our minds on doing a particular thing, I'm sure that we can do it well. An example may be learning to spell a new word. If we study the word carefully and associate the word with our daily life, this word can be easily learned by heart. Other things are also the same. Playing tennis, taking a course and learning to use a computer all need time, practice, and dedication. With hard work, ordinary people can become talented people. Without hard work, talented people may become dull and lethargic. Part 14. Listen and write. Listen to the telephone numbers and write them down. 8876 5900 5789-7644 3786-7965 657-85543 6654-7899 6644-7832 Unit 2 My Portfolio Part 1 Listen and Read Have you heard of something called a portfolio? What is it? Why do so many students in other countries talk about their portfolios? Read this dialogue and find out.
Daniel, have you got a portfolio?
Yes, I've got several. Which course are you talking about?
English. But can I take a look at all your portfolios? What do they look like?
Let's see. This should be on the bookshelf back in our room. Shall we go up? What do you ask me about them?
Sure. You see, in our English class today, our teacher showed us a few portfolios she collected last year and asked us to make one of our own.
I see. It's good for evaluating your work and your ability. Your teacher will ask to see it in the middle of the term.
That's what we were told. Oh, your portfolios look great. But which courses have you prepared them for?
This big one is for my art class, and this for history. And this portfolio is also for the English course. See? The best assignments I've done.
You mean you didn't put all your assignments in?
No. Our teacher asked us to put in 4 assignments. We thought we did well.
Your folder looks so good, and all the assignments are so neat.
That's what we are supposed to do, present the best we have.
Thanks for the tip. I think I'll go to a shop and choose a folder first.
What is a portfolio? A portfolio is a set of pictures, drawings or photos, and or some writing, either bound in book form or loose in a folder. The portfolio described here is a folder which is used to collect students' assignments. Part 4. Listen, Read and Act. Did you know that you need to put a self-assessment in your portfolio to say how you finished an assignment, how well you think you've done, and the changes you'd like to make to improve it? Let's see what Li Meng is doing.
What are you writing here, Li Meng?
I'm working on my self-assessment.
Self what?
Self-assessment. It means I'm judging how well I've done. Remember I wrote about my soccer match once?
Yeah, I remember you writing and rewriting it again and again.
Now I'm writing down how I got my ideas, how I wrote it, and how I can improve it.
Oh, I know. It's like being your own teacher.
Yeah, that's what's so nice about self-assessment. It makes you think.
Part 7. Listen, Read, and Answer. Learning is like a journey. There are times in our lives when we remember. Remembering the good things of our past is a most precious time. These memories are always in the corner of my mind. When I was 4 years old, I used to go to a kindergarten. I had many toys and friends that made me laugh and cry. The teachers were kind and patient. They taught us many interesting songs and games. We played all day long. Big wooden blocks, paper puppets, balls and crayons were our best companions. Although we did not know what learning was at that time, we were learning every day. When I was 7 years old, I started primary school. I was very excited because I became a school pupil and began to learn school subjects. Nearly every subject caught my attention. However, my favorite subject was science. I remembered the first day that our science teacher told us the sun was like a big fireball, which was very, very far away. Nobody could stay close to that ball. We were quite surprised and kept our mouths open. We began to wonder at the size of the universe. Afterwards, more ideas about weather, aeroplanes, railways, campfires, wildlife, deserts, and even pollution came to our ears. We began to learn carefully. When I was about 10 years old, I knew quite a lot of things. I began to read newspapers, keep a diary, visit museums, and most of all, make many friends. Every day was something new. Every day was interesting and exciting. Now I'm in the middle school. Every day is new to me. Happily, I'm still learning, which is like a journey to me. I've finished the first part, and there is still a long way for me to go. Hopefully, I will become a learned person someday. Part 10. Listen, Read, and Act. Mrs. Davis is preparing dinner in the kitchen. When Li Meng and Xiao Hong come back home.
Hello, kids. You're back early today.
Yeah, I want to relax a bit.
I noticed you've been busy these past few days. Why are you relaxing now?
He got a good grade for the portfolio he put together for his English class. And he thinks relaxing one afternoon is the best way to reward himself.
Good for you, Li Meng. What's your portfolio like? Have you got it with you?
Yeah, here you are. I chose a green folder and put my best writing assignments in order.
Isn't this beautiful? I'm really proud of you.
I think I'll get a few folders and get my things organized too.
Part 12. Listen and fill in the blanks. 1.
That's fantastic. You did a really good job with this, Michael.
Thanks a lot.
2.
This was a wonderful meal, Janet. I love every bit of it.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it. I found the recipe in the Straits Times last week.
3.
That's a marvelous idea, Neville.
I'm honored, Ken, to get praise from an expert like you.
4.
What a fancy house you have.
I'm really satisfied with it.
5.
You look gorgeous in this dress, Anne.
It's nice, isn't it? I bought it in a little boutique in Paris.
Part 14. Let's sing. Smelling the Flowers.
Summer.